Ave Maria.
Welcome back, everybody, to Day 28. We are so happy to have you here today.
Yes, and it is because of the generosity of Clay Ministries that we're able to come to you this way. They sponsored this video series. If you'd like to show a gift of gratitude back to them by making a donation, I'll put their website at the bottom. I'm sure they would appreciate it. But it's been a blessing to be able to serve you this way because of them. Today, we are talking about the fifth commandment, as you mentioned, yes, which is what?
You shall not kill.
What does the catechism say?
Human life is sacred because from its beginning, it involves the creative action of God, and it remains forever in a special relationship with the Creator, who is its sole end. Sister Lucia writes, "To decide when a life is to end is a right which God has reserved for himself alone. Therefore, it is not lawful for us to destroy human life, even if it is only in embryo." It reminds me of euthanasia. Here in Canada, euthanasia became legalized in 2016, and since that time, there's been over 20,000 people who have given their life to euthanasia, which is very, very sad. And just even more recently, they have extended the law, and they've said that it's not just applicable to people who have their end of life in the foreseeable future, but now it applies to anybody who struggles with mental illness. And I just feel like this is such a slippery slope. It is so, so scary. And so many people are just choosing death. The crazy thing is, how can we advocate for like suicide prevention when we're now advocating for euthanasia? Makes no sense.
We've really lost the dignity of the human person. This is really what it's down to. And we have forgotten that we have a maker. We've forgotten our great dignity because if we truly believe that we're made in the image and likeness of God, we would not dare consider things such as this.
And that's so sad that people are brought to a place where this is an option for them. And it seems like a viable option. Is that even a good word to use in this circumstance?
Yeah. So Jesus extends this commandment, though, beyond simply the killing and the taking of life. He extends it in the New Testament to also mean respect for the human person.
So let's further examine our hearts so not to offend God. Offenses against the fifth commandment. Have I intentionally and unjustly killed a person? Supported an abortion directly or indirectly by giving advice? Supported euthanasia directly or indirectly by giving advice. Seriously considered thoughts of suicide. Verbally or emotionally abused another person. Hated another person or wished him evil. Purposely provoked another by teasing or nagging. Recklessly endangered my life or health or that of another by my actions. Abused alcohol or drugs. Overeaten. Sought revenge or hoped something bad would happen to someone. Harmed anyone's soul, especially children, through bad example. If we have offended God in any of these ways, let us seek His mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation.
Again, the message of Fatima is repentance. Coming back to God.
Yes. And I don't want to downplay the fact that abortion is a huge part in this. And even here in Canada, it just blows my mind how young girls need parental consent to go to a tanning salon, but they do not need parental consent to have an abortion.
In Canada, there is no laws protecting the unborn. I'm not sure where you are at and what country you're watching from, but communist China has more laws protecting the unborn than we do in our nation. And indeed, this gravely offends God. Gravely offends Him. Another thought about abortion is that it just doesn't destroy the life of children, but it destroys the life of mothers.
And fathers.
And it steals fathers of fatherhood. And this, again, has a cascading effect into the future because it robs generations of their existence. And so we must pray, friends, for the end of this great evil. Great evil can be undone. Mm-hmm. In fact, it can be undone through the mercy and grace of God through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we have a great example of this in history. I'd like to take you back to the Aztec times of Central America and Mexico. They would build these huge pyramids 100 feet high, and at the top of them they would place an altar where human sacrifices would be offered to appease their gods. Mm-hmm. One historian estimates that about 50,000 people per year were sacrificed. However, in 1487, this was a little different. In 1487, a new pyramid was being dedicated to the gods in the area of which is now Mexico. And a young Juan Diego would have came onto that scene, approximately 13 years old. That year is when this temple was being dedicated. And it's estimated that between 20 and 80,000 human sacrifices were offered in 4 days, dedicating this new temple to their gods. Juan Diego eventually converts to Catholicism. And as a man later on in life, he has this remarkable experience. Our Lady appears to him. You likely know all the details, but he goes to the bishop and he throws down the cloth that is containing roses that he has picked in the middle of winter, and appearing upon
his tilma is the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is, you know, if you get the chance to do a little bit of research, go for it, because it is amazing. But basically she is depicted on this tilma and she is pregnant. And we know this because she's wearing a sash around her waist, which was common for the Aztec people during that time.
That's right.
to show pregnancy. And the other interesting thing about it is that she appeared just shortly before Christmas, you know, and in the image she's depicted as quite far along in her pregnancy.
It's the only miraculous image like this where Our Lady is pregnant, which is so significant considering the situation that she comes into, right? Human sacrifices. She comes in as the mother of life, the mother of our Savior. And after this miraculous image, within the next 10 years, 9 million people are converted to Catholicism. Our Lady intervened into history. This is a salvation moment.
Yeah. It changes the trajectory of history right there.
And Our Lady, this is what she does. Every time she appears, it's a salvation moment, friends. Our Lady appeared then. She appears in Fatima. It's a salvation moment. And she's coming to us now. This is a salvation moment for us to respond to the messages of Fatima, to turn from sin and trust ourselves to her so she can bring us to Jesus. So with that, friends, please pray the rosary along with us. It'll be right up there. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us. Special thank you to Clay Ministries, who has sponsored this entire video series. Learn more about them at clayministries.org.
And remember to share this video with others. Together, we can do something beautiful for God. God bless, friends.